Without the Lord's help, we can do nothing. I certainly appreciate the ones that are out tonight, and I appreciate special songs. I'd like to turn to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 52, verse 1, Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. Jeremiah 52 and verse 1. Verse 2, and he did that was evil in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For through the anger of the Lord it came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah, till he had cast them out from his presence, that Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Verse 4, and it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, Rezar, the king of Babylon, came, he and all his army against Jerusalem, and pitched against it and built forts against it round about. Verse 5, Jeremiah 52 and 5, and the city was besieged unto the 11th year of the king Zedekiah. And in the fourth month and the ninth day of the month, a famine was sore in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. Then the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled and went forth out of the city by night by the way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were by the city round about, and they went by the way of the plain. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho, and all his army was scattered from him. Then they took the king and carried him up unto the king of Babylon to Riblah in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. Verse 10, and the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. He slew also all the princes of Judah and Riblah. Then he put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and the king of Babylon bound him in chains and carried him to Babylon and put him to death and put him in prison till the day of his death. I want you to notice about the king Zedekiah. It says Zedekiah did that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord. There are a lot of people doing evil in the eyes of the Lord tonight. But it doesn't stop with that. It talks about what happened because of the anger of the Lord. And then Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. So he did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and he rebelled against the king that ruled the area. And then the king of Babylon sent an army. They surrounded the city. The people became very hungry in the city, tried to escape. And the king of Babylon was eventually the king of the city was eventually captured. Zedekiah was captured. You notice what they did to Zedekiah upon capture? First, they killed the sons, his sons, before his own eyes. And then they put his eyes out. So the last things that he was remembering seeing was the deaths of his own sons. Now, that's quite a thing to do to a person, isn't it? Let your last memories of what you saw on earth be the death of your own sons. And then they bound him in chains and carried him to Babylon and put him in prison until he died. I want to tell you about the devil. This is the way the devil treats people. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. The Scripture says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Now, young people believe that it's fun to live in sin. But I want to tell you, the devil is like a roaring lion, that he's going about seeking whom he may devour. And when he gets a hold of you, he will be happy to destroy the most precious things in your life and then put your eyes out and keep you in the prison of sin until the day of your death. I've spent some time on this island catching crabs. We would go out at night, and we would go out with a big sack and flashlights. And we would see those crabs, and we would be catching those crabs and putting them in the bag, and catching and putting in the bag, just as many crabs as we could catch. It was a lot of fun for me, but the crabs were in serious trouble. Because the next day, the water would be boiling in the pot. There'd be a fire under the barrel, and the water would be boiling, and then it's time to get those crabs and start pouring them in the boiling water. You know, the devil is like that. He's going out and capturing those that are going about their normal duties of life. Maybe those crabs were up the tree to enjoy some fruit. Maybe they were running to try to get to safety in their hole. Maybe they were out on the ground just with each other. And along came this one at night and grabbed them from safety and put them in the sack to destroy them. That's the way the devil does the people. He captures people and he puts them in the prison of sin. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 24. "The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who were taken captive by him at his will." The snare of the devil, a snare is something that captures an animal unaware. Suddenly, something caught the leg, and the animal is trapped and waiting until someone comes, the hunter, to take that animal and take it away to its death. The devil is doing that to people's souls today. One translation of this says, "They may recover their senses to perform his will," speaking of God's will, after being rescued alive by the servant of the Lord out of the snare of the devil. Trapped, but still alive, maybe suffering, but helpless, waiting for the time that the devil will come and take them to destruction. And the servant of the Lord goes to rescue that poor soul out of the snare. The devil has in mind capturing people tonight and putting them into prison until the day of their death. We need to have a burden to rescue these souls. Let's turn to Jude verse 23. Jude verse 23. "Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh." What a sad condition for someone to have lost his freedom or her freedom, to be in the snare of the devil, to be in the prison house of sin. God help us. To have a burden to go in and try to rescue these souls. before it is eternally too late. Let's read in Ezekiel chapter 18. Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 20. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. There is a death sentence passed on sin. And anyone that has sin in her life or his life, I want to tell you that you have died spiritually, but there is coming an eternal death. And it's as if you're being kept in a prison until the time that you will be cast out forever. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Let us turn to John chapter 8. John chapter 8 and verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, If ye continue in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered Him, We be Abraham's seed, and never were in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Verse 34, Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Now people believe that when they commit sin, they're having fun. But Jesus said, Whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. And I want to tell you tonight that whoever is committing sin is in the prison house of sin tonight, waiting for that death penalty to come, to the day of destruction. But whosoever can know the truth can be made free. Verse 35 says, The servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. Whoever is a servant to sin will not have eternal life. Verse 36, If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. There are people that are in the prison house of sin tonight. They're in a prison of drinking. I've seen people that would rather drink rum than have a plate of food. And they'll come begging for a plate of food from me. Just give me a little money so I can buy a little food. And what happened to their money? They spent it on rum. And their clothes are dirty, and their body stinks, and their family has left them because they're in the prison house. In the prison house of sin, in the prison house of, I've got to have my next bottle of rum. What a sad prison house to be in. There are people that are in the prison house of drugs that are destroying their bodies, their minds, that are giving up their money, that are giving up health, that are giving up a happy life, their families, everything that they had, they're destroying themselves. And they're in a prison house of sin, of drugs. There are people that will not forgive. There are people that hate other people. And they're in bitterness and they're carrying a heavy load of hatred and unforgiveness. They're in a prison house of sin tonight. But I want to tell you, the Son has come to make people free. To open the door of that prison house. To turn people loose. There are people that are prisoners to their own lusts, their own passions. And they cannot control themselves. And they are driven like Legion, that man that was full of devils. They are driven to satisfy that. And they're seeking to satisfy that hunger. And they can't do it. And they just stay entrapped in this prison house of sin. But if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Most of us here probably have not spent time in prison. But I want you to think tonight what it would be like to be in prison. to be inside a place where you just cannot get out. When you look out, you're looking through bars. And you look out and you realize there's a better life out there somewhere. There was my family that I left behind. There are jobs out there. There's good food out there. There's freedom out there. There's happiness out there. But here I am in prison and I can't do anything about it. What would it be like to be in prison? And the next year comes, and the next year, and they're still behind those bars, looking out, longing, oh, I wish I was free. And here I am getting older and older, and I'm in prison and I can't get free. What would it be like? Have you ever seen an animal in a cage? I'm not talking about some pet, but some animal that used to be wild and used to be free. And that animal gets put in a cage. Have you ever seen those animals? And what are they doing? They're pacing back and forth, back and forth. And they're looking out. And maybe you go and you see this animal and you try to get the animal's attention. And the animal just ignores you. And the animal's looking out in the distance. What's that animal wanting? It's wanting freedom. I want out of my prison. I'm tired of being in here. I want out. I've been to the prison on the mainland, Granja Penal. And when I go there, every time it touches my heart. I look at the eyes of those men in that prison, and there is a longing. They long to be free. They long for something different. And I go in there and they say, "Can I have a little soap? That pen that is in your pocket, can I have that pen?" They just want a little something. They long for something. They're not happy in there. They wish they could get out of the prison house. And I want to tell you that's what it's like. To be in the prison house of sin. What would it be like to be in a prison house all your life and to long, "Oh, I'm so tired of this guilt. I'm so tired of hatred. I don't like this feeling of being guilty and going to bed guilty every night. I don't like drugs controlling my life. I don't like spending all my money on rum. I wish I could get cleaned up and wear nice clothes. But I'm in a prison house and I can't get out and I need freedom." Do you think people in prison are thinking and longing, "Oh, if I could come up with a plan of how I could escape. Maybe if I could pay a little money to the guard, but I don't have any money. If I could dig a tunnel under here, under the wall, if I could do something, but I don't have a shovel, and it's concrete, and I can't get out. If I could get a helicopter to come and drop a rope." They have a lot of time to be thinking about all these plans. "Oh, I want out of this place. How can I get out?" You know, there are people in sin tonight that are longing, their heart is longing. "Oh, I want out of this condition. I want to be free from these sinful habits, from destroying my own body, from the hatred, from every sinful thing in my life. Oh, if I could just get out. I'll make a decision. I'll do better. I'll quit this drinking." And maybe they quit for a little while, but they're in a prison house. And they need someone that can set them free, and they can't get free just by making a decision. What would it be like to be in the prison house of sin and to realize the day is coming that the Lord is going to come back and I'm going to stand before Him at the judgment and I won't be ready? Let us turn to Psalms chapter 137. Psalms 137. This psalm is telling about the children of Israel when they were in captivity. They were essentially prisoners in a different city. "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion." There is something about being in captivity that makes us sad. Yes. When we remember, there was a day that I used to be free. There was a time in my life that I was happy, that I had joy in my heart. I had peace. I remember those days. And here I am in a place that I weep. Verse 2, we hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they carried us away captive, required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. I can't be happy here in captivity. I can't sing the same songs of joy. How can I sing over the mountain where lonely I wandered? Jesus, my Savior, came looking for me. How can I rejoice and say my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Here in this place of captivity, here in the prison of sin, how can I sing those songs? There is something about being in captivity that makes us want to be free, to be out. I'd like to read in Leviticus chapter 25. Leviticus chapter 25 and verse 9. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. A jubilee is a shout of joy. It is a blast on a trumpet or a ram's horn. It was a time to rejoice because a jubilee meant a time of freedom. Now, this jubilee was to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. This is the same day that the atonement was made for sin. Which points us to the day of Jesus. When Jesus came, He made an atonement for sin. And there is a proclamation of freedom from the prison of sin. Verse 10 says, ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes of thy vine undressed. In the year of jubilee, ye shall return every man unto his possession. Verse 39. And if thy brother that dwelleth by thee be waxen poor, and be sold unto thee, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bondservant, but as an hired servant and a sojourner. He shall be with thee and shall serve thee unto the year of Jubilee. So those that were in bondage were set free on the year of Jubilee, which coincided with the day that atonement was made for sin, that the offering was made for sin. And when Jesus came, He gave us a permanent jubilee, a permanent atonement for sin to set the prisoners free, those that are bound in sin. In some countries, there are crimes for which the judgment is given of the death penalty. And the prisoners are in there awaiting the day of their death. So as they're waiting, they know my day is getting closer and getting closer. And finally, the day comes that the jailer comes and gets the prisoner out of the room and takes them to the room of execution. That's what's going to happen to those who are in the prison house of sin. There is a death penalty pronounced on sin. The Scripture says, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." And those that are in this prison house, the day is coming that the jailer is going to come and take them away to their death. There have been prisoners that have received pardons. In the United States, a governor has the authority to pardon a sinner, to pardon a prisoner of the crime and to set the prisoner free. I read a story about a governor that decided to pardon a prisoner. And I don't remember exactly, but the story goes something like this. A man was in prison condemned to die. And the governor wrote a letter to pardon the prisoner. And the governor sent a preacher to take the letter of pardon to the prisoner. So the preacher went to the jail where the prisoner was. And when the prisoner saw the preacher, he wouldn't hear him. He wouldn't accept him. He rejected him. And the preacher tried to appeal to the man in prison, but the man in prison would not listen. And the preacher went away sadly, knowing that what he had was the letter of pardon. He had also rejected his pardon from prison. A man who was condemned to die. I am so sorry that there are people in the prison house of sin tonight. And the Lord has sent His gospel workers with letters of pardon from the Lord. Will you accept your pardon? We can set open the door. All you have to do is accept the pardon the Lord has provided for you. But they won't hear. They're rejecting the good news, the gospel. And they stay there in the prison until the day of their death, the day of their execution. Let's turn to John chapter 1. John chapter 1 and verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. This is speaking of Jesus. Jesus came to seek and save those which were lost. He was in the world. He walked among us as men. And the world rejected Him. It says in verse 12, "But as many as received Him, to them He gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." The Lord is still opening prison doors tonight to all that are willing to believe, to all that will accept Him. The Lord has a pardon tonight. Oh, that longing to be free. If I could just get out of here, if I could just experience, if I could just taste iguana one more time, if I could just eat a plate of food in my mother's house one more time, but here I am in prison. Can you imagine the longing, the loneliness, the disappointment, and the pardon coming, but rejecting the pardon? The one who had the key to the door and saying, "No, I'm not going to accept it. I'm going to stay right here." Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." This is what it takes. "Lord, I am tired of my sins. I'm tired of being in these chains. I'm tired of evil spirits driving me to do things that I don't want to do. I'm tired of how I treat my wife, my family, my husband. I'm tired of this kind of life, Lord. I don't want to drink another bottle of rum, Lord. I'm tired. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. This is the one that can open the door of the prison. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Oh, if I could just have joy one more time. If I could go to bed at night and have peace in my heart. The Lord says, I'll carry you back to that place. Would you like to be free tonight? Let's turn to Luke chapter 4 and verse 16. Luke chapter 4 and verse 16. He came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Are you tired of a broken heart? There are broken hearts in the prison house of sin. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. In Isaiah, it says to proclaim liberty to the captives. In Isaiah, it says the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Verse 19, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. This day. Wouldn't that be good news? To realize I don't have to stay here until the day of my execution. That day is coming. The day is coming. They're going to lead me away. And they're going to execute me. The day is coming if you're in the prison house of sin. That the devil and his angels will be there for you to take you away. And you will be destroyed. I don't know, maybe it's angels of the Lord that will take you away. But it will be for your eternal destruction. But there's good news tonight. Today is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. Today the prison door can be opened. Today if you're brokenhearted, your broken heart can be healed. Whatever the habit is that has you bound, you can be set free today. Maybe it's smoking. Maybe it's some other type of sin. Today is the day that the scripture is fulfilled in your ears. To open the prison house and you can be free. You can have a happy life again. Maybe there's someone here tonight that is tired of sin, that wants to accept the pardon. I want to invite you to come and pray. And humble yourself. And seek the Lord with your whole heart. And the Lord will be found. Amen.